give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick. Celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.
If you look on our Facebook page, you a Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura, you'll see a picture of some absolutely beautiful kittens. And they are the ones we were talking about with Helena from Ash this morning on Give a Pet a Home. Good morning, Helena. How are you?
Good morning, Laura. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you. It's that time of the year, isn't it? Lots and lots of cats around.
It is. Every year we think it may not happen, it may not happen. And then it just strikes. Kittens coming in every day from the most unlikely places.
Okay, so in this particular instance, where did these cats that we have on our Facebook page come from?
They were found in the middle of the road, just sitting there by themselves, but they were very unwell. They had, the people who found them, they thought they were actually dealing with newborn kittens because all the eyes were closed, but they were in fact closed because of infection.
Oh, dear.
But they are absolutely thriving. You know, that was the only thing holding them back, infected eyes. Very easily remedied, but it does need treatment.
Okay, so you've done that and you're taking good care of them. And how are they now? What's their situation?
They are absolutely lovely. They're at the back here in my office and they're playing around as if there was nothing bad in their background. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that the thing about cats, actually, or do we know? You know the way of dogs, you always ask about background, and it always, you have to take it into careful consideration when you're choosing a dog, when you have children and stuff. What about cats? Is it applicable at all, or do they just seem to sort of get on with things?
You know what? It's difficult to say. Cats, it's a little bit, the background doesn't make so much of a difference. It is far more on whether they're social or not.
Okay.
These are very social. Even if they were possibly born outside from a homeless mother or even a feral mother, they were in human company from a young age, so they will enjoy. They enjoy being picked up. They enjoy playing. Whereas these cats come in to us and, for instance, older kittens sometimes come in, and if they are like 4 or 5 months old, it's very difficult to ever get them so tame that they will enjoy being picked up, being cuddled, being hugged. They will always have something like, they try to pick you up, you run.
Okay. Right, well, they're on our Facebook page. They're beautiful little things. Not sure which one's which, but to be honest, it doesn't really matter. They do look quite like they're tabby, aren't they?
There are 3 tabbies in that particular litter and 1 little dark tortie. The little dark tortie lost one eye. She was the worst when she came.
Oh.
She lost one eye. It was not to be saved. And she is lucky enough. She is already booked by a lady who has adopted 2 of our cats few years ago.
Okay. That's lovely.
And okay. She can keep her as a totally indoor cat because she would be vulnerable with one eye.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Okay, well, we're hoping we get the homes for the others, and indeed, if not those, many of the other animals you have there at ashanimalrescue.com. As always, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome, Laura.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm a cat lover, because I think anyone who's listened to this show over the years would know I'm most certainly not. But they're tempting, aren't they?
They're very
so cute.
Cute.
Yeah. Pop onto the Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura, and have a go.
Give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick. Celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool. East Coast FM.